So today is the Resurrection Sunday, the traditional Easter Sunday.
那今天呢是复活节。
So this Sunday actually is a, in ages is extremely important for the Western society.
那在西方的社会里边呢，这个复活节呢一直是一个非常重要的节日。
But along the years, the meaning, the true meaning, it faded.
那但是这些年中呢，这些啊真正复活节的意义呢就被淡化了。
So it has become, you know, any traditional day become more commercial, just a family time, it's an entertainment time, it's a relaxing time.
那这样的节日呢已经成为好像大家一个啊商业化的一个节日，就是家里人就是一起只是休息一个简单的普通的节日。
But we need to come back to the original meaning.
但是呢，我们要回到起初的这个节日的这个目的。
The original meaning of celebration is because our Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected, come out of death.
那我们庆祝这个节日的意义呢，就是呢，我们的主耶稣在今天呢，他复活了。
Last Friday is called Good Friday.
那上个星期五呢，就是受难日。
So Good Friday, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was crucified, died on the cross for our sins.
那两千年前呢，在这个受难日呢，主耶稣就被钉死在十字架上，为我们的罪。
This is also extremely important.
那这个呢，也是非常重要。
People may have heard about many, many religions.
那你们可能听过很多不同的宗教。
Did you hear any religious founder died for your sin?
那你有没有听过哪一个就是宗教领袖为你的罪而死呢？
Did you hear any religious leader, other religious leader died for your sin?
你有没有听过其他的宗教领袖为你死呢？
Any religious leader will bear your sins. He says, okay, I take your sin upon me.
或者说其他的宗教领袖他会愿意来担当你的罪呢？
So that's why Good Friday is so special.
所以呢，这个受难日是这么的特别。
Anybody who believes our sins will be taken away.
相信的人呢，我们的罪呢就会被赦免。
But today is even more important.
但是今天呢是更重要的一天。
Which characterizes Christianity.
这个就是代表基督教的一天。
Our Lord has been resurrected.
我们的主呢在今天复活了。
Did you hear any religious leaders or founders has been resurrected?
你有没有听过其他的宗教领袖被复活呢？
Have you heard Muhammad or Buddha has resurrected?
你有没有听过穆罕默德或者是释迦牟尼他复活了呢？
So why in their book you can't, they cannot write their master is resurrected?
为什么他们的经书里边没有说他们的那个领袖复活呢？
Simply they are pretty wise becauseThey are not resurrected.
很简单的来说，就是他们并没有复活。
Very simple, because they are not resurrected.
很简单，就是他们并没有复活。
But our Bible wrote many, many chapters about Jesus' resurrection.
但是呢，我们的圣经呢，有很多很多的章节都要讲到，就是我们的主复活了。
Even in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, long before Jesus was born, the prophets saw the resurrection.
那甚至在旧约呢，就是在耶稣基督诞生之前的很多年，在那个但以理书呢，就已经预言了耶稣要复活。
He also foresee his own resurrection, Daniel's resurrection. He will be resurrected as a servant of God.
那但以理呢，甚至呢预言了他自己的复活，就是他在在那个日子他重新与主复活。
In the last chapter, last verse of the book of Daniel.God told Daniel, you are going to die and rest, and in the day to come, you will be resurrected. Enjoy your time with the Lord.
那在但以理书呢，最后一章最后一节呢，他有讲到耶稣，就是神给他的一个意象，就是在那日呢，他将睡去，然后休息，直到呢他在与主重新的复活。
In the New Testament, many, many chapters talk about Jesus' resurrection.
那在新约呢，有很多很多的经节都有讲到耶稣的复活。
You know, this is the core of our belief.
那这就是我们这个信仰的呼召的一个中心。
Because our Lord is physically resurrected.
因为我们的主呢，肉身是复活了。
You know, physical body is very important.
那我们的这个肉身的身体呢是很重要。
Now all the religion can talk about how beautiful the heaven is.
那别的宗教可以讲说哦，这个天堂有多么的美好。
Actually, they do talk about beautiful things in the heaven.
那他们也确实有讲到很多关于就是啊天堂的美好的事情。
But you, our God, resurrect our body and the soul.Together.
但是呢，我们的主呢，复活我们的身心灵。
This is the most powerful thing.
那这是一个最重要的一个事情。
How can you prove your God is powerful?
那怎么样证明你的神呢是有能力的呢
？Just talking about good things in heaven?
只是说天堂有多么美好吗
？You know, I can talk about things in heaven.
那我也可以讲很多关于天堂美好的事情。
I had a friend when I was in McGill doing PhD. He's a mathematician, very smart. He said, I can create a religion for many people to believe.
我在麦吉尔大学读书的时候呢，就是我当时有一个同学是一个数学家，非常的聪明。然后他说呢，哎，我都可以自己创造一个宗教，让别人来就是跟随。
As I was sharing gospel to him, he said, you know, I can create a religion for many people will follow.
他就当因为我当时在跟他传福音然后他就说哎，我自己都可以创造出一个宗教让别人来跟随我
那 indeed I believe he can
那其实我真的相信这个人是有能力
because he's extremely smart
因为他非常的聪明
he's five times smarter than I
他比我的聪明五倍
and I ask him a question
那我就问他一个问题
then do you believe your own religion
我问他你自己相信你自己的宗教吗
He said, no.
我不相信。
I said, are you going to die for your own religion?
我问他你会为你自己的信仰而死吗
He said, of course not.
当然不会。
But other people will believe.
但是其他人是会相信的。
But our faith is different.
但是我们的信仰是不同的。
We believe a Lord.He's resurrected.
那我们相信的是一个复活的主。
His followers, the 12 disciples, preaching something they are willing to die for.
那他们这个十二个门徒呢？他们在宣讲的一件事情是，他们甚至为他们宣讲的而死。
Now we in generations saw our brothers, sisters, and saints are willing to die for the faith.
那在就是我们的这么多年代呢，各个世代的基督徒也愿意为我们的信仰去死。
So, along the years, when before I became a Christian, I questioned if Jesus was resurrected.
那就是我信仰的过程中呢，我就是一开始有怀疑耶稣到底有没有复活。
Many of you know that I was in the scientific field. I had a very logical mind. I was educated in China, have a background of atheism.
那大家都知道我很多人都知道我是就是一个科学的背景然后呢我的想法也是很理性然后我也是在中国长大的在一个无神论的教育系统下长大
So how can I believe this impossible thing called resurrection?
那我怎么能够相信一个就是不可能发生的事情呢一个就是死人复活的一个事情呢
Whoever saw anybody got resurrected?
那谁见过死人复活呀
Actually, only in the Chinese medicine, medical books, 黄帝内经 they said in the old days, there were people never see death.
那其实在这个黄帝内经里面有提到过，就是有人呢是真的没有死亡这个事情。
So that's the Chinese classical medical books written 5 years ago.
5,000 years ago. 那这是一个非常有名，在中国就5000年前写的一本，就是关于医学的书。
You even the Chinese medical doctors they read it, but they doubt about it.
那甚至就是很多中医自己读了也不太相信。
I just love to read those books because my dad is a Chinese medical doctor.
那我就很喜欢读这个书，因为我的爸爸就是一个中医。
That's very interesting. Chinese old books recorded people live forever.
那很有趣啊，就是中国的书里边有讲到，真的是可以永生的人。
But now along the years, we are educated in a different way. We are not able to believe eternal things anymore.
但是呢，因为我们在我们这样的教育系统下呢，我们已经没有办法再相信就是可以永存的。
So before I became a Christian, I struggled a lot.
那我在成为基督徒之前呢，我就是有很多的挣扎。
You know.We were educated with evolution theory. Is that right?
那我们就是被这个进化论这个教育下长大的。
And scientific.
啊，就是科学。
Reasoning.
啊，就是那个就是辩论，不是 ？Yeah.
理性。
理性的辩论。
So anytime if I go to church, I just grab the pastor or brother just debate.
那每次我去教会，我就拉着牧师啊，拉着其他弟兄姐妹一起来，就是探讨。
But I'm so happy today I become a Christian.
但是我真的很开心，我今天成为一个基督徒。
And even become a pastor.
甚至成为一个牧师。
Now today, after I become a Christian, I always also talk about resurrection in a positive way.
那我成为基督徒以后呢，我也是在一个积极的、正面的一个看法上来讲这个复活。
And I use a lot of logic to prove.
那我也有很多的理性的这个方法来，就是来证明它的存在。
Debate with people in another way. I'm the one who support resurrection to prove Jesus is resurrected.
那我现在就变成相反了，我就是会用那个跟他们来探讨为什么神呢是真的复活了。
So I collected many books.
那我看
I read many things. Think a lot.
也想了很多。
So.I love to talk to people about the resurrection.
那我很喜欢跟别人就是讲就是耶稣复活的这件事情。
But however, in these years I don't debate anymore.
但是呢，在今年呢，我就是不再去跟别人就是来争论这个了。
Along the years, I become more and more I don't like to talk about the logic.
那就是这些年来呢，我就不太更想，就是关于怎么样理性的去来想这些事情。
Some of my friends, some of my classmates in China, you know, in our WeChat group, this seems like 我武功全废啊。
武功全废。
I'm not a logical person anymore.
那在我这个微信的朋友圈，同学的那个朋友圈呢，他们都觉得我好像武功都被全废了。
I'm not a logical person anymore.
我不再是那个理性的人了。
The reason when I think back, because now Jesus is with me.
为什么呢？我觉得呢，是因为耶稣与我同在。
He's always with me.
他一直都与我同在。
When he's always with me, I don't need to defend for him.
那他当他一直跟我同在的时候呢，我就不需要一直的为他来辩护。
You know.Just like my wife, when she's always with me, I know her so well. If somebody says she's a good person, bad person, exists or doesn't exist, I don't want to debate because I know she's with me.
那就像我的太太跟我很亲近，她在我旁边。那如果有人就过来跟我说说我太太这个不好那个不好的时候呢，我不需要去为她来辩护，因为我认识了解她。
Rather, Jesus defend for me.
但是相反的呢，耶稣反倒是为我来辩护。
Do you understand? When the beginning of my faith, I defend Jesus.
那你们明白吗？就是我的信仰一起初呢，我是为耶稣来辩护。
Now Jesus defend me.
那现在呢，是耶稣来为我来辩护。
He's God. I don't need to defend him.
他是神啊，我不需要为他来辩护。
You know that's why I don't talk that much.
所以呢，我都不再讲这么多了。
Because he's always with me.
因为他一直与我同在。
I remember those years I was, you know, with Pastor Emil.
那我想到之前呢，我跟这个 Emil 牧师在一起的时候。
Pastor Emil was a prophet.
他是一个就是公认的一个先知。
How many people were served by Pastor Emil? Can you raise your hand?
有多少人就是被 Emil 牧师服
侍过？We have 5-6 people served by Prophet Emil.
可能大概有五六个在我们当中的有就是被 Emil 牧师服侍过。
We had many people served by him.
其实有很多人都被他服侍过。
What I want to say is that I used to be his translator.
那我想说就是呢，我之前呢是做他的翻译。
Now I want to say that.Resurrected Jesus' power. You know Jesus is alive when he prophesied.
那呢，当他就是发预言的时候呢，你就能够感受到这个耶稣基督这个复活的大能。
He prophesied to me many times.
那他呢，对我发了几次预言。
I think to Anna, to Alvin, many people.
也对 Anna, 还有 Alvin, 还有很多其他的弟兄姐妹。
When he go to a church to preach, I know the people in those Chinese church. But he does not know anybody.
那当他就是去一个教会讲道的时候呢，我认识坐在下面的会众，可是呢，他并不认识，因为都是一些中国人嘛。
When the Lord's Spirit moved on him, he started pointing to people and prophesying, my faith just increased.
那当他呢，就是当神的灵在他里边运行的时候呢，他就对着人一个一个发预言的时候，哇，我的信心就这样增长。
Because I know those people, he does not know.
因为我认识那些人，可是他并不认识。
But the prophecy through his mouth is more accurate than I know the person.
但是他所发的预言呢，甚至就是比我认识这个人，就是了解这个人的事情呢，更加的准确。
So every time when I was translating for him, my faith just increased.
那我每次为他翻译的时候，我的信心就增长。
And God is a loving God. God is a powerful God. Jesus is alive right now.
那神呢，是一个有慈爱的神，是一个大有能力的神，他今天就在我们里面复活。
So this power still now lives in every one of us.
那这样的能力呢，还是在今天也在每一个人心中。
Lives in you.
住在你的里面。
Alistair.
Alistair.
That lives in you, Tom.
在 Tom 弟兄身上。
And it's not only for Pastor Emil.
不仅仅这个能力是在 Emil 身上 ，Emil 牧师。
When you go out to pray for people.
那你走出去为别人传福音，祷告的时候
，When you wait on the Lord will speak through you.
那当你在等候神的时候，神就会通过你来说话。
You need to believe that.
你要相信。
Because you, Jesus, live in you.
因为神耶稣住在你的里面。
It's amazing. Your journey will be so amazing.
那你的这个旅程呢，就会非常的有趣。
You Ezekiel, journey will be amazing.
Ezekiel, 你的人生轨迹会非常的 amazing.
And my kids saw me, sometimes I'm driving. Somebody called me from China. I also prophesy. In the car, I just drive and prophesy. That's from the Lord. They know that.
那我的孩子也见到我有几次，就是我开车的时候，国内有人打电话来，我就是一边开车呢，我就可以一边呢，就是为这个人祷告发预言。我的孩子都是我的见证人。
So sometimes they think I'm crazy.
有的时候他们都觉得我疯了一样。
They know that dad is always crazy.
他们觉得爸爸一直都是很疯狂。
In the morning, I just kneel down and pray in tongues for hours.
那每天早上我就跪下来用方言祷告几个小时。
And then in the park, I just evangelize and pray for people. They got embarrassed, but I'm not.
那去公园的时候呢，我就是拉着别人就来传福音，他们都就是感觉很害羞，可是我没有。
This is dad, they are stranger.
他们说，哎呀，爸爸，他们都不是陌生人，他们都是不认识人。
Yes, I know. They need Jesus.
我说，是啊，我知道，可是他们都需要耶稣。
You know, this is not just for Emil, for me, for everybody.
那我这个不仅仅只是对我来说，或者对 Emil 现在。
I want to encourage you because the Jesus resurrected Jesus lives in you.
但是我就鼓励你，那个复活的耶稣都在你们的里面。
Once a pastor invited me to talk to one of the sisters just in a lunch.
那有一次，就是一个牧师邀请我去一个姐妹那里吃中饭。
祷告。
祷告。
So I don't know the sister. When I pray, and I just always listen to the Lord. I said, Lord, what do I need to pray?
那我就是我不认识这个姐妹，但是呢，我祷告的时候我就问神，神啊，你要我为她祷告什么？
I remember one thing, I prayed. You know, I just obeyed the Lord. I said, Lord says, don't worry too much about your brother.
那我就是我就听到神这么跟我说，我就为他这样祷告。就是你不要为你的弟弟或者是哥哥
弟弟
担心那么多。
I don't know the person, and later on the pastor told me.
那我其实不认识这个人，但我之后呢，我那个牧师就跟我说
，This is so striking.
他说哇，真的是好惊叹，好惊讶。
Because this sister's problem is, she always worry about his brother in China.
那这因为呢，这个姐妹的这个问题呢，就是她都一直是很担心她在国内的弟弟。
That's his main problem in her life.
那这是他生命里的一个问题。
So it's not about me、
啊、不是关乎我。
It's about Jesus live in all of us。
但是关乎就是耶稣都住在我们每一个人里面。
You may have different gifts。
那你虽然有不同的恩赐。
But the Lord is going to proven that he is alive。
但是呢，神要在你生命上证明他是活着的。
Because he said he will live in us, Holy Spirit live in us.
因为他说他要住在我们的里面，圣灵要住在我们。
Today we do not just come here and say, "It's Sunday and sing a few songs, talk about hope."
那我们不今天复活节不是只是来教会唱几首歌啊、讲一讲关于就是盼望。
You know.Now in the Western society, when you talk about hope, basically means you have no hope.
你知道在西方的社会，如果你在讲盼望的时候，其实就是你这说明你没有什么盼望。
If you say let's pray for somebody in the news, basically means you have nothing you can do.
那有的时候你说哦，我们为这个人祷告，其实就是说你已经做不了什么了。
But here.We come here, we believe what we pray, and we believe the hope is already in heaven.
那我们来在这里呢，我们就是相信我们所相信的，我们相信那个我们的盼望呢是在天上。
Our Lord is alive.
我们的主呢是复活的主。
He's doing things.
他现在就在做事。
You know, that's why along these years I don't talk logically that much, but I know.For sure, every day Jesus is with me.
那呢，这些年呢，我就不再就是跟别人这样子啊、理性上的辩论。我知道神呢就与我同在。
However,
但是
，for everybody's sake.
但是为了大家的益处。
Maybe you will meet some friends. They are very logical.
但是可能呢，你们会遇到一些就是非常理性的。
Many of us have to go through that stage.
那很多人都要经历这个，就是。思想上的一个挣扎。
I will use the logic.
那我们就用这个理论。
Okay, today let's read a few a passage in Matthew chapter 28.
那我们今天读几节经文，在马太福音第二十八章。
So this is an account talking about Jesus' resurrection.
那这个就是讲关于耶稣复活的一段经文。
Okay, you can read the Chinese yourself. Maybe you're on the screen. I will read English.
那你可以自己读中文，或者读这个投屏上的中文。
After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb.Rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen.Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stolen him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I'm with you always, to the very end of the age." So this is a recording about what happened right after Jesus was resurrected.
那这个是关于耶稣复活之后的一个就是记录。
He appeared to a few women.
他就是对几个姐妹显现。
The woman has a privilege to see Jesus first.
那妇女哈有这个权利先看了耶稣，先见到耶稣。
That's amazing. Sometimes the ladies trust quickly.
有时候姐妹。更快的能够相信。
That sometimes is also the problem.
那同时也是一个，同时也是一个问题。
Remember in the Garden of Eden, you know the devil come to woman, not the man.
在伊甸园里面的那条蛇，他是先找的女人，而不是找的男人。
Amazing thing is when Jesus was on the earth, some women are just crazy about him.
那当耶稣在地上的时候呢，有些妇女就是真的是为他疯狂。
You see, these few women, they come for the dead Jesus. Jesus is already dead, but they still want to care about his body.
那你想想，这些妇女呢，耶稣已经死了，可是这些妇女呢，还想来就是来看他的身体，他的这个尸体。
You say, where are the 12 men?
那十二个男人在干嘛呢？
You know, those 12 men said.He's died. He has died. The body is useless.
那十二个门徒可能就想说，哎呀，他都死了，这个身体也没有什么用了。
You know, men sometimes are pretty cruel.
那男人有的时候是非常就是残忍的。
That's why in the world, you know, all these men has the guns, is that right?
所以在打仗的时候，男人都拿枪，是吧？
Because if you have a woman, woman will say, "Oh, I cannot kill him. He's so cute."
如果是个女人，她说：“哎呀，我不能杀他呀，他好可爱。”
So you see, the woman also when Jesus was first resurrected, the woman, because woman is their hearts are towards Jesus.
那你想看耶稣复活的时候呢？先来看过他的是一群妇女，因为那妇女就是。
This is also very amazing. Many sisters they saw Jesus.
那这也是很特别的，有很多姐妹呢都能够看到耶稣。
I know three sisters Jesus appeared to them.
那我知道有三个姐妹呢，耶稣有亲自向她们显
现。These three sisters, I personally know them.
就是我认识她们的一个就是啊亲身的朋友。
I don't know any man Jesus appeared to them.
但是我没有认识哪一个弟兄，就是耶稣亲自向他们显现。
Maybe my circles are too small.
可能我的朋友圈比较小哈。
Yeah, I heard, you know, I watch TV and like Sadhu and Jesus always appear to him.
那我就是看电视，当然就是像沙都啊，很多就是他有讲过耶稣，就是跟他显现。
So this is a story that Jesus has resurrected. It's a story.
那这个就是一个关于耶稣复活之后的一个故事。
The question is, do you believe the story?
那问题来了，你相信这个故事吗？
I know all Christians believe.
那我知道所有的基督徒都相信。
But how much do you believe?
那你相信有多少呢？
And many people who are wondering if this story is true.
那还有很多人呢，就在怀疑这个故事到底是不是真的。
Many people they don't say much about this story.
那很多人呢，就是不谈论这个故事。
Because this is written in the holy book.
啊，因为呢，这个写在这个圣洁的经书上。
Don't talk about it. Don't talk.
不敢讲啊，不能讲。
Don't talk about negative things about the holy book.
不要就是讲就是圣经的一些就是不好的东西。
So even if they don't believe, they don't say anything.
那即使他们不相信呢，他们也不敢讨论。
But I know people out there today, they don't believe.
那我知道呢，就是在外面今天这些人呢，他们是不相信的。
The sad thing is, the sad thing is that Jesus also said, "I only appear myself to the believers."
那呢，这个很可悲的一件事情就是呢，耶稣呢只对相信他的人显现。
Later on, I will talk about this. Bible said, Jesus said, "I appear to the one believe me."
那我之后会讲，圣经上有说，就是耶稣呢只会为他相信他的人来显现。
I will talk about, and this is a sad thing for the non-believers.
那呢，这个对于就是不相信的人啊，其实是一个很可悲的事情。
So this is also a sad thing for you and me when we preach gospel. We cannot show the non-believers Jesus because Jesus said, "I want to appear to them because they don't believe."
那这也是很可悲的。当我们想要跟我们身边的弟兄姐妹别人分享我们的神的时候呢，因为他们的不信。因为神说了他不会向不信的人显现，所以他我也没有办法证明给他们看。
That's a bad thing for you and me because we cannot prove Jesus is alive.
那这就对我们来说就是一个很悲惨的事情，因为我没有办法向你证明他是活着。
But brothers and sisters, it's also a good thing.
那同时呢，弟兄姐妹，也是一件好事，这也是一件好事。
Because Jesus says it's not your job to prove I exist or not. If I don't appear to them, you will never prove I exist.
那好事就是呢，耶稣不需要我们去为他是否复活来做一个证明。
So you are not responsible.
你对这个事情你不需要负责任。
You need to pray the Lord will open that person's eyes.
你只需要祷告呢，让神开启这个人的眼睛。
So you see, now I've become a pastor. Along the years, I find.Jesus defend me, I don't defend Jesus.
那作为一个牧师呢，这些年我就是发现了，我不需要为耶稣来辩护，他反倒为我来辩护。
Jesus said, "Your burden is light, your yoke is easy."
那耶稣说呢，你的担子是轻省的，你的轭是容易的。
So I told Jesus, "My life is easy, I'm lazy."
那我就跟耶稣说，哦，我的担子是轻省的，那我也是。懒惰的
joking, just I can serve in rest.
那我这是开玩笑的，我的意思就是我能在服侍中呢得可以得安息。
Now we will come back to the logic.
那我们回到就是我们的理性的这个。
Now in this story, and because Jesus' body disappeared from the tomb, the soldiers are going to be afraid. If the body is lost, the governors.Find out that their head will be gone. They will be killed.
那呢？回到这个故事呢，这里讲到呢，这个身体不见了，身体被偷走了。那呢，这个就是看守这个墓碑的这些军兵呢，非常的害怕，因为呢，有可能呢，他们的头就要被砍下来了。
那。The Bible recorded, so this high priest gave them some money and made the story said, Jesus' body was stolen by his disciples.
那所以呢，这里的故事就讲到呢，这个祭司长呢就给了一些钱给这些军兵，就让他们编了一个故事，就是说哦，半夜呢，这些使徒呢、门徒呢，把他的身体给偷走了。
So you don't need to worry. We will cover up the things.
他们就说哎，不用担心，我们把这个事情给掩盖起来。
Oh, let's say the Jesus body is stolen.
那我们就说这个耶稣的身体确实是被偷走好了。
Okay, now.We want to see if this is a true story.
那我们来看看是不是一个真的故事。
If Jesus is resurrected or not.
看看耶稣是不是真的复活了。
Now, let's first assume his disciples, the 12, they're extremely smart.
那我们先设想了他们的门徒呢，还非常的聪明。
Just like my friend in McGill, very intelligent, you know, make a religion so everybody will follow.
就像我那个 McGill 大学的那个朋友啊，非常的聪明，甚至都可以能创造一个宗教系统，让别人来跟随他。
And they said, "They sit down, sir. Let's 12 sit down to have a meeting."
那十二个门徒坐下来开了一个会。
Beside our master's body.
在我们主人的身体。
Master's coffin is here.
我们这个主人的尸体，这个棺材在这里。
Body is here.
尸体在这里。
But let's make up a story.
啊，我们一起来想一个办法。
So we agree.
所以想一个办法呢，我们彼此是可以能够就是
All of us need to agree.
那我们所有人呢都要一起能够就是。
We need to preach our master is resurrected.
我们就一起来同意呢，就是我们的这个主人呢，他复活了。
And also our book will become the most printed over all the history.
那呢我们写的这个书信呢，要成为就是历史上发行最多的一本。
Now, indeed, Bible is the most the first, number one printed.
啊，那确实是啊，这个圣经呢，真的是就是印刷最多的一本书。
We are smart people. We have a plan to make our master's birthday year to be the beginning of the new era.
那我们这么聪明，我们一定能够使我们这个主人的诞生的那一年呢，成为一个就是新纪元的开始。
You know our calendar is a calendar first year AD and BC is divided by Jesus' birthday. Is that right?
那你知道我们的公元前跟公元后呢，其实是以耶稣诞生的这一年开始的。
Let's also make this a world religion. Every tribe, nation, and race will believe.
啊，那我们让我们这个宗教呢，让各族、各方、各民的人呢，都要来相信。
You know those Hindus, only Indian people believe. Those Buddhists, only Asians believe. But our religion will be believed by all tribes and nations.
啊，你看那些印度教呢，只能是印度人相信；那这个佛教呢，都是亚洲人相信。但是呢，我们的宗教，全世界的人都要来相信。
And one disciple said, "Our master is here dead."
啊，那其中一个门徒说：“哎呀，可是我们的这个主人已经死了。”
And you say yes, no, let's just be encouraged.
啊，没关系啊，我们要振作起来。
We must believe he's resurrected.
啊，我们必须要相信他已经复活了。
We must preach this gospel, good news.
啊，我们一定要来宣讲这个好福音。
They're smart people. In their heart, they know it's bad news. The master's body is here.
那他们都很聪明，他们觉得，他们都知道这其实是一个不好的事情，因为他们的这个领袖都已经死了。
You know, if they are the most intelligent people, if their master is not resurrected, they will never preach such news.
那你想看，如果呢，他们的主人如果真的没有复活的话，他们永远都不敢宣讲这样子的。
Later on.They are willing to die for this faith.
更何况他们为了他们所相信的去死呢？
Do you know that all the disciples, 12 disciples, except John, was all martyred?
你知道呢？除了这个约翰以外呢，其他的十一个门徒呢，都为他们所信的献身了，死了。
Peter was crucified upside down.
那彼得呢？是倒钉十字架。
And Matthew, according to the legend, early Christian writing, he died in Egypt.
那呢，马太呢，就是一开始的记载是他在埃及，被杀。
And Thomas died in India.
那铁多马呢，在 India， 在印度被杀。
And all of them and died except John lived to 90 more than 90 years old.
那所有的人呢？除了约翰活到九十几岁，其他人都是被杀的。
But John went through, the boiling oil, you know, 油锅下过油锅。
但是呀。
So that's even worse than dying, you know. But he's alive. God kept him.
但是下油锅比死更糟糕呀。但是神呢，却把他能够活下去。
So, these 12 disciples, if they are very smart.Do you think they want to make a story? His master is the body is here, but they want willing to die for their story.
那如果这些人这么聪明的话，你觉得他们会就是编造一个故事，然后呢，为了他们所编造的故事，情愿去死吗？
Okay, this is the first assumption that these disciples are extremely smart.
那这是第一个可能性哈，就是这些门徒是非常聪明的。就是创造了这个故事。
second assumption, all these disciples are really stupid.
No, no, 第二个可能呢，就是这些门徒都非常愚蠢。
Think about all a group of stupid people of low IQ.
那你想想看，一群就是啊非常智力低下的人。
And look at the master's body.
啊，看到他们领袖的这个尸体。
They also want to make a story called Good News.
啊，他们也想就是编造一个一个故事，就是一个好消息的故事。
Our master has conquered sin and resurrected. We are going to, our sins are going to be forgiven. We are going to be resurrected.
啊，那那我他我们的主人呢担当了我们的罪，然后呢他死了，他又复活了，然后我们也跟他一起复活。
And you think about this, the most uneducated, maybe they look at this body. The first reaction is they don't think, wrong, hide.
那你想想看，如果说他们真的是一群智力低下的人，他们看到他们的领袖死了，他们第一个反应应该是我们赶快跑吧。
Do you think they are going to sit and let's have a meeting for 12 hours? Let's discuss.
那你们觉得他们如果是自己底下，他们会坐下来好好的开个会，商量个12个小时怎么办吗？
They just run.
他们都逃跑了。
You see, the people who are not educated or not intelligent, they are working for their food.
Yeah. 那你知道就是啊，这些体力活的人呢，他们真的就是。工作就是为了豆腐，就为了赚钱吃饭。
And who want to make such a story and to let's build a church?
那他们怎么会想说，哎呀，我们要创造一个故事，然后我们要建立一个教会
？Or let's travel to the different countries to preach the news.
啊，让我们去世界的各个国家来宣讲福音。
If the stupid people can write those things about love, joy.Peace, patience.
那这些愚蠢的人，他能够写出这样子的仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、信实、温柔、恩慈。
You see, they cannot. It's impossible for those if those guys are very stupid, is that right?
那对于他们这些，就是如果说是智力低下的话，是根本是不可能的。
Third possibility.
那第三个呢？可能呢
？These disciples.Some people said they eat a kind of magic mushrooms like drugs, and they have a kind of hallucinations.
那有的人说啊、哦，他们可能吃了一些毒蘑菇，然后呢有一些幻觉。
Don't eat that, okay? So you know, for those people who are mentally challenged, and.Do you think they are going to sit also to talk about the plan?
那你想看，如果他们真的就是有些智力挑战的一些人呢？他们，你觉得他们也会坐下来就好好商量一个事情，就是啊，商量一个耶稣复活的故事吗？
啊、let's talk about these things logically.
那我们好好的、理性的来捋一捋这件事情。
Oh, so what is you know about regeneration?Regeneration of your spirit.
啊，什么就是你的灵魂能够就是重新得力呢
？And the renewing of your soul.
啊，什么是你的灵魂可以重生呢
？And how to build up a good family.
啊，如何建造一个好的家庭
？Do you think mentally challenged people would do this?
那你觉得就是如果有智力挑战的一些人，他们会做这样的事情吗？
I tell you two stories about mentally challenged people.
那我跟你讲讲两个就是真的是智力、智力上有问题的一些人的故事。
Once I wanted to hope on my property. About in the night, I see in the basement there's somebody going to the basement of my rental home.
啊、那有一次呢，我去 hope 晚上的时候呢，我就看到我那个房子的那个地下室，我看到有人进出，有人进到那个地下室下面。
I was so surprised, you know. I told my renters, "Why don't you lock your basement? People are going in and out."
那我就很吃惊啊！我就跟我的那个租客就说：“哎，为什么你不把楼底下锁上呢？有人要进进出出呀。”
Before that, a few breakers, you know, electrical breaks was stolen by people, I didn't know that. And you know, electric brakes was taken away. There's no light. I said, what happened? And later on, I found some people going in and out of the basement.
那之前呢，因为这个房子呢，就是被人偷过一些这个 breaker 叫什么？
就是电闸
、嗯，对，然后电就不能开灯了。然后呢，我就觉得说，哎，放到什么？原来就是有人进进出出来偷东西。
这个都偷。
对。
Yeah, so I said, what are you doing here?
我说你在这干嘛
？He said, it's my house.
他说这是我的房子。
I said, it's my house.
我说不是，这是我的房子。
Oh, I said, what are you doing here? You know?
我说你在这干嘛？
He said, I'm mentally challenged. Then he's gone. He's mentally challenged, he's gone.
然后他说，我的精神不是很正常，然后他就走了。
So that's what the mentally challenged people would do, is that right?
那这个精神不太正常的人，他们就通常就会做这样的事嘛，对吧？
Do you think they are going to sit there to write the scriptures?
然后你觉得他们会坐下来好好的写一个经文吗？
Another time, I went to a hospital to visit a brother.
那有一次我
He's in the mental hospital.
那有一次呢，我去一个精神病院呢，看一个就是弟兄。
And when I was sitting there,
那我坐在那里的时候
，there's another patient come sitting in front of me.
另外一个病人呢也走进来，坐在我前面。
He said, "Do you know that?" My urine is very expensive. Sorry to talk about these stories. Okay.
然后他就过来跟我说，他说你知道吗？我的尿很值钱。
My urine can heal all the disease.
我的尿呢可以
because,
可以医治很多很多疾病。
Because I know where I was, I knew why. You know, that's a mental hospital, so I'm not surprised.
那因为那是个精神病院嘛，所以我也没有很吃惊。他跟我讲这些话。
So I just listen and then pray for him.
那我就听，然后为他祷告。
You know, so if Jesus' disciples are mentally challenged, how can they write this beautiful book?
那如果说耶稣的门徒呢都是有一些精神障碍的话，他们怎么能够写出这么美的一本 经文呢？
You see, and also it's impossible. It's impossible to make up a story while your master is really dead and the body is not resurrected. But you talk about the resurrection.
那你想看你的主人呢，他已经死了，然后他的身体并没有复活，然而你可以来就是捏造一个事实，他复活了，然后你要去把他相信，然后把你这个信仰行出来。
And also, you know that the disciples were preaching this news without fear to all nations, and they were persecuted by Roman government.
那这些门徒呢，他们就是真是跟各国的人就是非常勇敢的来宣讲他们所相信的，而且呢他们就是被罗马的政府呢是被逼迫的。
Another point I want to make, if Jesus is not resurrected and the Roman government say take out Jesus' body, says 12 disciples, guys, your master is here, stop the stupid teaching.
如果说耶稣并没有复活的话，罗马人会做什么呢？他们就会把这个尸体拖到这个十二个门徒面前说，你看他已经死了，你不要再讲这个了。
You know, Roman government have a very difficult time to stop them.
因为当时罗马人呢就是非常的难控制这群人。
Because they said they are the ones that stir upside down the whole world.
那圣经上说呢，他们这些就是来搅乱世界的这群人。
They cannot control them.
那他们呢？罗马人呢？没有办法控制他们。
The best way to control them to show them Jesus' body.
那最好能够控制他们的办法就是把耶稣的尸体给他们。
When you put the body here,
当他你把这个身体尸体拿出来
，all those guys' heart will melt.
那这些人的心呢都会被融化。
The fear will come.
他们都会恐惧惧怕。
They will stop talking.
他们就会停止来宣讲这个。
You know, I think if I were those governors, Roman governors, they should be smart how to make how to persecute these Christians.
那我想，如果我是这个罗马人啊， 如果我是那些人，我会知道怎么样来对付他们。
I know that Jesus' body is not there, but in order to stop them, you know what I should do?
那我知道呢，耶稣身体不在那里了，已经
不见了。
那我知道我应该怎么办？
At least I will kill somebody and make it. This is Jesus. Show to his disciples. sorry about my evil thoughts.
那我有一个非常邪恶的想法，那就是呢，我找一个替罪的。一个陌生人把他杀了，然后就跟他们说：“哎，这就是耶稣的身体。
”You know, they even cannot show that, you know.
他们甚至都没有办法做这一步。
They are not as smart, not as evil as I am.
他们没有我这么邪恶。
Oh, you see, by any logical reasoning, Jesus must be resurrected.
那呢，不管是怎么样的理性的探讨，耶稣一定是复活了。
So his disciples preach without any fear.
所以呢，他的门徒呢，以至于可以勇敢的、无惧的来宣讲。
So now this is a very logical story. Why many people are not hearing, not believing?
那这么有逻辑的一个问题，为什么这些人现在不相信了呢？
Because many people are so busy.
因为大家都太忙了，很多人都太忙了。
And so distracted by so much stuff.
被生活很多其他东西来就是困扰。
We don't sit down and use our mind.
那我们已经没有办法坐下来用我们的思想。
We also don't sit down to use our heart.
我们也不坐下来用我们的心去想。
The things I just talked about, you need to use your heart too.
那我刚刚讲的，你们要用你们的心去来思想。
Because a person's heart will react when you see your master is dead.
那呢？你当你看你的主人死的时候，你的心呢会有一个回应。
It's not just a logical thing.
那这不仅仅只是一个理性的一个想法。
Your heart respond either with courage or fear.
那你的心呢会会被鼓励，或者是会被惧怕。
You know, so now we do not use our heart.
但是呢，很可惜，我们已经不再用我们的心去想。
That's why God is calling us to the simple truth, to use our simple mind and simple heart.
所以呢，神呢呼召我们呢，就要回到最简单的，用我们最简单的想法来思想。
So this is the logical side, but we will go to the spiritual side.
那这个就是我们理性的一部分啊。那我们现在来走到灵性的这一部分。
I said that now I.No, Jesus is with me. I don't need to really use that much of logic to debate.
那我刚才说了，耶稣与我同在，我不再需要去为他来辩护。
Now we go to the spiritual side to know what Jesus said about how he's going to appear to us.
那我们讲到灵性这部分，就是耶稣怎么样能够来向我们来彰显呢？显现呢？
And let's go to Bible John chapter 14.
那我们翻到约翰福音14章
And let's go to verse 21
21节
21 and 21 to 23
21到23节
Okay, please read very very carefully
那非常非常的认真来读这几节经文
21 said wait a second.
Whoever has my commands.
Yes, 21. Jesus talked to his disciples. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him. Okay, read carefully. And show myself to him.
那你看这一章，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我也必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。这一节很重要，大家要注意听，并且要向他显现。
So Jesus said, "I will show myself to him."
那耶稣说了，我要向他来显现。
But there's a condition.
但是呢，有条件。
Then you see the disciples are very curious. Sometimes the disciples are like us, because we want other people to also see you, see Jesus resurrected Jesus, not just us.We want our relative to see you. We want our friends to see you. Why you just appear to us? So next verse, this disciple asked him,
那我们就很像门徒呢，我们就希望就是我们的身边的人也相信，我们的亲戚也相信，我们也很希望神呢向我们的身边的朋友来显现。所以呢，这个下一节这个犹大就问耶稣这个事情。
He said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?
他就问主啊，为什么向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
Yeah, this is also our question.
那这也是我们的一个问题。
Oh, you know, I shared this gospel to my dad for so many years. He just said, I can't see your Jesus.
那我就跟我的爸爸已经讲了福音，讲了这么多年，可是他就说我看不到你的耶稣。
I shared this to my husband many, many years. He just cannot see you, Jesus.
那我就跟我的丈夫分享了这么多年，可是他就是看不见耶稣。
I shared this to my intelligent son.Whom I'm very proud of for many years, I cannot convince him.
那呢，我就跟我这个非常聪明的儿子讲了这么多年，可是他就是没有办法相信。
Jesus, why don't you also show yourself to them?
耶稣，为什么你不跟他们显现呢？为什么不向他显现呢？
Please, please, please.
请一定要向他们显现。
Jesus replied.
那耶稣回答。
If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣就回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
He who does not love me will not obey my teaching.
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
Are you satisfied with Jesus' answer?
你
How many people are satisfied?
你满意耶稣的回答吗？
Raise your hands.
有几个人满意？
How many people are not satisfied?
有几个人不满意他的回答？
So most of people don't know if we are satisfied or not.
大部分人都不知道自己是不是满意他的回答哈。
You know, when I first read this, I'm not satisfied.
我一开始读的时候，我非常的不满意。
But Jesus, they said, why don't you appear to the world? But you said something else. If somebody loves me, Father and me will go to be with him.
那我就是你想看耶稣，人家问你为什么不显现，然后你就回答另外一个说，哎呀，你要是爱我，遵守我的道，我就跟你同住。
Actually, Jesus' word is very clear.
其实耶稣的话是非常清楚的。
Because he desires a relationship.
因为呢，他想要的是一个关系。
Basically, he's your family member. If you love him,
如果你爱他呢，其实他就是你的家人。
If you love him, he will come to live with you.
如果你爱他呢，他就来到你的家，与你同住。
If you don't listen to him, obey him, he's far away from you.
那如果你不想听他讲的呢，他就与你远离。
If you don't want to listen to him, don't love him, you still want him to.Be with you. What's going to happen?
那你又不听他的，可是你又想他跟你在一起，那你觉得会发生什么呢？
Brothers, sisters, you should be thankful. Tell our friends, you should be thankful. Jesus doesn't appear to you.
那其实你要告诉你的那些不信的人啊，你要感恩神没有向他们显现。
Because in the Old Testament, when God appeared to any non-believers, basically that person doomed to die.
那在旧约里边呢，如果说一个神如果神向一个不信的人显现呢，基本上来说这个人就死定了。
You think about the creator God and you are a sinner and what he's going to do to you?
你想想看，你是个罪人，他是创造宇宙万物的主，他来到你面前向你显现，你觉得会发生什么呢？
In the Old Testament, many, many recordings.
那在旧约里边有很多很多的这样的记载。
So we need to be thankful that he does not appear to the non-believers.
所以我们要感恩他并不向那些非信的人显现。
So, brothers, sisters, if Jesus doesn't appear to your non-believing husband, wives, or sons, you should be thankful.
那弟兄姐妹，如果呢，耶稣没有向你不信的，就是丈夫、妻子或者儿女显现的时候呢，你要感恩。
I tell you a story. I have so many stories. Just tell you one story.
那我有很多故事呢，那我就分享其中一个故事。
You know, in last century, there was a preacher from Hindu, India. He's a very holy man.
那呢，在上个世纪呢，有一个在印度的一个宣教士，他是一个非常敬虔的人。
His name is Sunda Singh.
他的名字是孙大信。
And this man is so, you know, it's just love Jesus. He has nothing else, just clothes. Just go everywhere to preach.
那这个人呢，就是非常的爱神。他呢，到哪了什么都没有，就一件衣服。
If somebody give him food or money, he will give to other people.
那如果有人给他钱，给他食物呢，他就直接又转手给了别人。
He loves the Lord so much.
他就非常的爱主。
You know, if somebody is a servant of God, if sometimes the people cheat him or something, it's not a good thing.
那如果你是一个神的仆人呢，如果有人欺骗你呢，就是并不是一件很好的事情。
It's not a good thing.
不是一件。
What happened was once he passed by a place, and there's a person who has a piece of board and a dead body is covered with a clothes. He said, "My friend has died. We have no money to bury him."
那有一次呢，他就经过一个地方呢，就看到一个人呢，在一个尸体躺在一个
膀子上，
然后呢盖了一块布，然后那个人就说：“哎呀，我的朋友死了，没有钱埋葬。”
Sometimes he has a habit. If somebody asks him for money, he gives all.
那这个孙大信有一个习惯，就是如果有人问他要钱的话呢，他就全部都给出去。
So he gave all.
他就把所有钱都给出去了。
So he walked for a few minutes.
那他就往前又走了几分钟。
That person ran to him. He said, "He died. He died."
然后他就过了几分钟，那个人就追过来就说：“啊，他真的死了，他真的死了。”
So he was dumbfounded. He said, "What are you talking about?" He's died. You said he's died. Now why you come to me? I do not met him dead.
那呢？这个孙大信说：“哎，你说什么？他不是已经死了吗？你刚才不就说他已经死了吗？我没有让他死。”
And they realized this guy, after he cheated Sunda Singh, his friend literally died.
那呢？其实就是这个人呢，欺骗了孙大信之后呢，这个人真的就死了。
So what I want to see is that we need to be thankful that.God does not appear to our non-believing friends.
那所以呢，我们要真的是要感恩神，不像我们那个不信的弟兄姐身边的朋友显现。
So, I have so many stories. I tell one more.
那我这有很多故事，那我再分享一个。
It's my teacher in the Bible school taught to me.
那呢，我的这个神学院的老师教我的。
He was a missionary in Africa.
他是在非洲的一个宣道士。
He said, "Jesus, the judgment of God is so real in the church."
他就说啊，这个审判世界的主在教会是这么的真实。
He told us a real story.
他就跟我们讲了一个真实的故事。
He said, "In the Africa church, something happened very serious."
那呢，在这个非洲的一个教会呢，发生了一件非常严重的事情。
He said, "One Sunday, the pastor was serving the communion."
那有一天呢，就星期天，那个牧师就是在服侍圣餐。
There's an old man in the first row, stand up to use his cane to strike the pastor.
然后呢，在前面一排的一个老人呢，拿着他的拐杖呢，就打了这个牧师。
And he said, that's where he was serving. He said the second day, the old man's two eyes both was blind.
那这个第二天呢，这个老人的两个眼睛都瞎了。
I'm not saying you shouldn't strike your pastor. You shouldn't. Maybe if I have trouble with you, you can strike me in the street, but don't strike me with here.
我不是说你不能打牧师，不要当众打，背后打。
Especially he's serving communion.
特别是他在服侍圣餐的时候。
You know, communion is basically remembering Jesus' death.
那是圣餐呢，就是来纪念主耶稣的复活，死亡和复活。
I think it's not because he's a pastor, because he's serving the communion.
我觉得呢，可能并不是因为他是一个牧师，而是呢，因为他当时在服侍这个圣餐。
That's not an excuse. You can strike me.
啊，不是一个借口哈。
Anyway, that's really happened.
那是真实发生的一件事情。
Because that's why we said, Jesus, could you appear to me?
那我所以呢，我们说耶稣，你能不能向我显现？
We need to thank God that He does not appear to our non-believing family members or friends.
那我们这次要感恩他不向我们这个不信的，就是亲人或者是朋友显现。
Then He gives us a task.
然后，但是他给我们一个就是一个任务。
To be the priest.
就是成为一个祭师。
To intercede.
就是来代祷。
And to be a witness.
那成为一个见证人。
So this is our calling.
那这就是我们的一个呼召。
Sometimes it's very glorious.
有时候是非常一个好像荣耀的一个。
Because you know the resurrected Jesus lives in you.
因为你知道这个复活的主住在你里面。
You have such power, joy.
你有这样的这个喜乐啊能力在你里面。
At the same time, it's a very vulnerable task.
那同时呢，也是一个非常脆弱的一个任务。
Because you cannot prove to other people Jesus. Is real or resurrected?
Because you 没有办法向别人来证明耶稣是真实的，耶稣已经复活了。
But good thing is that the Bible already taught us about all these things.
那感谢神呢，就是圣经已经教导我们这些事情。
You see, is that not marvelous? All written in the Bible.
啊，看这个圣经已经写了这件事情，那不是很奇妙吗？
But here we should be encouraged, and Jesus said, "The one who loves me." My father and me will love him, and I will show myself to him.
那这里就是耶稣讲到的，爱我的我父也爱他，并且呢，我们要向他来显现。
So this is our Lord.
那这就是我们的主。
The all the ones who believe.
那些相信的人。
Now we also believe. There are many, many people are going to believe.
那我们也相信还有更多更多的人将来会要相信。
The Lord will appear himself to all of us.
那神呢也会向我们每一个人来显
现。In different ways.
在不同的环境下。
In different ways. There are people will see Jesus with the physical eyes.
那有人呢会真的是亲眼看见耶稣。
Just like the three sisters I know.
就像我所认识的那三个姐妹。
Most of the people will see Jesus through all the circumstances, the experiences.
那其他人呢会通过就是自己的经历或者自己的环境来真实的认识耶稣。
Just like what I just have shared.
就像我刚才所分享的。
You know Jesus is real.
因为你知道耶稣是真实的。
It's so real, the more real than me.
他甚至比我这个人还要更真实。
More real than Anna.
比 Anna 更真实。
When I pray to Jesus, He is always with me.
当我向耶稣祷告的时候，他就是一直跟我同在。
When I call Anna, most of the time I cannot find her.
但是我打电话给 Anna 的时候呢，大部分时间都找不到她。
Joking. But you see, Jesus is always with us.
没有，这是开玩笑。但是你知道，耶稣是一直与我们同在的。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你。
Thank you, no matter it's through logic,
不管是通过理性
or through our spirit and our heart,
或者是通过我们的灵，我们的心
we have this certainty that you are resurrected.
我们有这样的确信，你已经复活。
You have died for our sins.
你已经为我们的罪被钉死。
For sure, you have died for our sins, so our sins are forgiven.
你已经确实的为我们的罪定死，而且我们的罪已被赦免。
Also for sure that you have conquered death, you are resurrected.
而且你已经战胜了死亡，而且你已经复活。
We thank you, you live.
我们谢谢你，你活着。
You live in our hearts.
在我们的心里活着。
And also through your spirit.
哎，通过你的灵活着。
You perform miracles on this world through us.
那你通过你的灵在我们身上行神迹奇事。
Lord, once again we pray that let brother sister's heart be encouraged.
我们再次祷告，让我们弟兄姐妹的心被鼓励。
Let everyone be empowered.
让每个人的心里的力量重新刚强起来。
Once again we ask you to remove any fear out of our hearts.
我们也祷告，让你来拿去我们心里任何的一切的惧怕。
In the coming difficult, challenging days,
在将来这个这个困难的日子来临之前
，We know there are more and more challenging days ahead.
我们知道有更多更多困难的日子在前面。
But we know our Lord is resurrected.
但是我们知道我们的主已经复活。
We know you have conquered death.
我们知道你已经战胜了死亡。
We know in you we also have eternal life.
在你里面我们能够有永活的生命。
No one can rob us from that reality.
没有人能够从我们这里把这东西偷走。
So Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们就来感谢你。
And you said when you are resurrected, you said the Holy Spirit will be given.
你说当你复活以后，也圣灵就会赐下。
And you said, whoever believes in me,
相信我的人,
out of his belly shall flow the living water, river of living water.
他的肚腹就要流出活水的江河。
Yes, let each one, the river of living water will flow.
让每一个人肚腹都能够流出活水的江河。
Let us be a powerful, loving witness to this world.
让我们在成为这个世界上这个强有力的见证人。
And brothers and sisters, just have a minute of prayer. Pray if you have any doubt, fear. After this message, you ask the Lord, say, Lord, thank you.
弟兄姐妹，你们可以自己跟神有一个祷告。
So let the disciples' experience become ours.
让这个门徒的见证成为我们的见证。
Let Pastor Emil,Pastor Bing and our brother sister's experience become our own.
让以明牧师、王明牧师还有我们弟兄姐妹的见证也成为我们的一个见证。
Let us encourage each other.
让我们彼此的鼓励。
Let us continue to be light in this world.
让我们继续的成为这世界上的光。
Let us continue to be the salt of this world.
世界上的盐。
Hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' name.